Hey everyone, what's good? So here we are, the 12th audio of the 12 Days of Christmas. So happy Christmas Day. You know, I had so much fun making them and thank you so much for all your cool ideas. I could have easily made 120 audios with what was in the threads, you know. There's so many cool ideas. And sometimes you wish you were three or four people so you could get a lot more done. But yeah, I did my best anyway. And I hope I didn't disappoint. Now, if you listen, can you hear that weird noise? And you can probably hear an echo in my voice. It's because I'm in my kitchen. My kitchen. And this is the baking prompt. So I'm going to make some bread. I'm going to bake some bread. And you know, I had no yeast. I effed up. I thought I had yeast and I have none. So I had to change my recipe. And I don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's going to be disaster again. It's going to be like Shawnee. It won't rise to the occasion. So I'm just going to use baking powder, flour, and salt, I think, and milk. Yeah, I'm going to use milk as well. And I'm going to bake bread. And it's really important as well for, you know, when we're Irish, we have to bake a lot of bread because if there's like 2 inches of snow tomorrow or, you know, 2 millimeters of rain, the whole country shuts down and there are queues like a zombie apocalypse and in the shops, you know, and everyone's like, you know, clawing at each other. To get at the bread, and it's good to have your own supply, your own stash, you know. So I'm gonna preheat my oven. There we go. I'm gonna read the constructions, as Shawnee calls them. Alright, so it's called emergency no yeast bread. Isn't that very apt? Like, you know, if I was going to cook bread, it has to be emergency bread. It can't be any other type of bread. So I have to heat the oven to 190 degrees Celsius. It's in Celsius, but this is really crazy. The heat is in Celsius and all the other measurements were in cups and ounces and I can't understand them, so I have to kind of work them out, you know. So I have like 780 grams of flour. That's cool. I have lots of flour, baby. And a teaspoon of baking soda and a teaspoon of salt and 300 milliliters of milk, and I'm going to use almond milk. I don't mind shaking the carton because you don't know what kind of milk it is. I'm going to get my flour powder. I think I'll just use, I have whole wheat, a whole meal of flour. I might just use white. I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go crazy. Carve up. I'm going to carve up tomorrow. I've got a scale here. So, switch on my scales and I'll use a bowl, I suppose. Whoa, what the hell was that? What the hell was that? That sounded really weird. Okay, so I'm going to try my flour. There we go. How much? 780 grams of flour. Oh my God, that's a lot. That is a lot of flour. A lot of flour power. Alright, that's 200. I don't know, do any of you cook your, bake your own bread? You'll have to tell me if you do. I've been doing it for a while, actually. You know, I'm not the best cook, and I'm not the best baker. But I try anyway, that's 400. It's nice, like, you know, it doesn't look pretty, but it is nice. It is actually really nice to make your own bread because, you know, the stuff in the store have a lot of preservatives in it and stuff like that. So when you're making your own, you kind of know exactly what's going into it. Because they do tend to hide things in bread, you know, like a lot of oil and stuff like that. And I don't use any oil. I might use a little bit around the baking tray just so I can slide my bread out, baby. There you go. So there's no hidden ingredients in it, you know. All right, so that's that. I know I need a teaspoon. Teaspoon here and baking powder. There we go. Oh, I've actually 4 tubs of baking powder here. I am stocking up for a zombie apocalypse. I'm opening a new one out here at the moment, so here we go. In my ASMR kitchen. No. So what did you get off Santi? You're gonna tell me below what you got. I have a very funny attitude toward Christmas, you know. I I like it because of the atmosphere, you know, the Charles Dickens version of Christmas. I like, you know, the kind of goodwill and, you know, the lights and, you know, giving gifts and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just putting in my baking powder here now, a teaspoon. It's cool, that's done. And some salt. I don't really like too much salt. I said a teaspoon, I'm going to put a half teaspoon because I don't like too much of it. So what I do is, like, if someone's getting me gifts, if I know they're going to get me gifts in my family, I tell them to get me some things that are useful. So I have a very funny way of, or a very funny requests. I stop them from getting, you know, stuff that's too expensive and that. And I get, like, fruit. So I ask them for bananas and stuff like that. So I have actually, like, about, I'd say, like, there's about 25 bananas there already. So tomorrow's going to just be like a zoo. I'm going to be going around place eating bananas for the day. But you know what I'll do? I'll actually cook some banana bread over it so I won't go to waste. So, and I'd be interested to see what you all got. What's your favourite kind of gift to get? Where am I? Oh, yeah. Now, I have to put, like, 300 millilitres of water, of milk, sorry. And I'm going to use my almond milk, as I said. I was thinking the other day, like, you know, the first time that you know, when you believe in Santa Claus when you're younger and all that, and I can't remember when I discovered, I think, thinking of it there, I might have a slight memory of my, over here, my mother and father. I think I have a slight memory of them saying something, but it seemed to me like I knew from a very, very young age, maybe 4 or 5. You know, I was one of these children that, you know, I was very, very curious. And I always thought as well, I was living in a weird world, you know. I always looked at my mother and father and thought, these people are insane. they're crazy. Do you ever think that, like, when you're young and you think back and go, there's just something wrong, you know. Everyone's kind of crazy and kind of wacky. But that's Ireland as well, anyway, if you saw. You know, we just grew up like that. But I did have that kind of sense of, like, there's something, you know, there's something off. Like, people aren't telling me the truth. And I'm like, I'm sketchy looking at everyone. And so I remember anyway, they got me something. It was like a computer game. And they planked it in a wardrobe. And I actually found it. And then I knew, you know, it was confirmed. And I was like, okay, this is it. And what I did is I would play the computer game. So by the time I got it for Christmas, I was like an expert. I was clearing it and everything. So we were going into the city shopping with my mother, myself and my brother. And my mother was kind of, I think she had my gifts, as I was saying, but she was getting my brother's gifts and the low key. And she was, you know, telling me to stand outside by the shop, or, you know, stand up by the door. And I knew she was in a toy shop, but he was a bit of a dizzy. He's a bit younger as well, he's a bit dizzy, you know. He's kind of still in his dream world, like. So I had a sense that she was buying his toys, and she bought them and whatever. They were all, you know, in bags and wrapped up. She was saying, no, it's for your cousin, this is for your, you know, this is for your other cousin and all this. And so we went back to a restaurant, and my mum met my dad, you know, there. So myself and my brother were sitting at the table anyway, and we were playing or whatever, and I heard my mother saying, like, I'm sure Gail knows that there's no Santa Claus, but he doesn't. And I was kind of listening, and my father says, I'm sure it won't be long anyway before they find out, so it doesn't matter. So I turned around to my brother and I says, hey, there's no such thing as Santa Claus. And he hadn't got a clue, and he just started screaming, because, like, I'd say it was probably, I'd say it was only about 8 or 9, and that makes him like 7 maybe. And he's wah, wah. And my mother's like catching me, and she's like, Jesus Christ, what did you do? But it was overhearing the conversation, you know what I mean? So I gave the whole game away, and I think he was still kind of afraid, you know. He still, because the fear is still there, even though I said it and they said it and there was a kind of a big ruckus, whatever. He still had that kind of fear in him, but yeah, I thought it was very funny. I actually revealed it to him, and he said to me years later, he says, you fucking bastard, you ruined about, like, probably 5 more Christmases for him. So, alright, so I'm going to put my milk in. Listen. This is the part where I'm going to have to get my hands dirty. I'm going to have to knead my way through it. Here we go.
No, I'm one of these people as well. I don't know if any of you like this with sensations. I kind of like, oh God, this is a bad sensation. This feels horrible. Squishy and horrible. Yeah, this is a bit dry, I think. I'm kneading my bread. I need it in the morning. When I get up, I'll be hungry. No, I love to get up early, and I love to, as I said, I love to get out and, you know, run and get exercising. I really do, like, really early as well, if I can get up at 6 and I get something. Because it starts off a chain reaction, you know? If you get up early and if you get something done, you're kind of set up for the day and you're looking at the next thing to do and the next thing to do. And you have breakfast early and you know, it just feels good as well to get up early and to get at them. You know, the early bird catches the first worm and all that. All right, this is a disaster, lads. If you can see my hands at the moment. Oh, God. Oh, I should have put some paprika into it. Give it that nice taste. It's actually nice. This is this, this ball of dough is actually looking good. Looking real good. Let's hope I can mold it into something that looks respectable. Right. Here we go. And you know, like my gifts for Christmas as well. Like growing up, it was always something adventurous, you know. I had my bow. I told that story before. About the bow that my dad bought me. I had that one. There was another time actually. You know, darts is big in England and Ireland. And myself and my brother, we got some presents, and then we asked for a dartboard as well. One of my friends was actually very, very good. And we used to play in his house. His father was brilliant as well. And so we decided to get the dartboard. And we hung the dartboard in our bedroom, which was a mistake because the door looked like... The door was holy, let's say. The door was holier than the Catholic Church. You know, we'd missed the dartboard. And as I said, it hit the door and it would fling off the door and it hit the ground. And oh God, the floors were destroyed and everything. But then you see, you give two young lads a dartboard, and two lads that are brothers and, you know, close enough in age, not, you know, a year and a half maybe between us, and the arguments start. And I remember one day we were arguing over it was the score, actually. Yeah, because you know the score coming down from 501, if any of you know anything about darts, can get kind of a bit confusing if you don't keep track of it, you know, and when you're subtracting from the chalkboard. But there's a lot of cheating goes on, you know. So one day, anyway, myself and my brother were playing, and he was cheating, you know, and I pulled him up and I said, "You're cheating." And he's like, "No, I'm not cheating." And I said, "You are cheating." And it was a big argument going on, and I had a dart in my hand, and he's like, "Ah," and I just goes, "I'm not playing anymore." And I threw the dart down towards the floor, you know, in a temper, and I hit him in the foot. And it stuck straight into his foot, and he's jumping around the room screaming, "Ah!" And as usual, my mother runs up, and when she runs up, it's him, right? Bouncing around the place with one leg and the dart in his foot, and he's trying to point at me, and he's the one that got the clatters. I got clean away with it again. All right, I'm going to wash my hands here. There you go. Now, I am proud of my ball, though. Now I have to find my, tray. For my bread, oh, there we go. And it looks the perfect size. I'll put a little bit of oil in it. Just a lickle. Just a lickle, lickle. Yeah, I definitely screwed up by not putting paprika in it and maybe some black pepper as well. It's gonna be fairly tasteless, but not in a bit of jam won't fix. And it said, like, when you cook fresh bread, it's so much nicer. It is so much nicer. Listen. Some Foley. Oh, baby. That butt. It's floury, baby. Oh, God. What am I saying? All right, here we go. I'm going to have to shape it in some way now. I'm going to shape it like Penelope. All right. Let's see. Oh, that looks really good. So I'm going to be eating a lot of bananas tomorrow. Bananas for Christmas dinner. A lot of fruit. But as I said, I will make some banana bread. It's lovely. Oh, nom nom. Okay. Will I make a little design on top of it. There we go. I think this is done in 35 minutes only. Now, without the yeast, it's not going to rise to the occasion, as I said, but who cares? There we go. I'm going to pop it in. Okay. Set my alarm. And just wait for that. Just wait for it. And it's going to be lovely. And I'm going to have a lovely breakfast with it. So, that's my bacon. I hope you enjoyed it. The recipe is very simple. It's just flour. It's like 100 grams of flour, a teaspoon of baking soda, a teaspoon of salt, and 300 milliliters of milk. I used almond milk. I mean, you can use ordinary milk if you drink ordinary milk. And I would use paprika as well and black pepper as well, I think. You know, I usually do that. I don't know why I forgot it. But. And I just got to clean up now and everything is good. So that's my bread baking fee. I hope you enjoyed it. It was really fun and it's going to be really delicious. And I can't wait to have it in the morning. I can't wait to do some exercise in the morning. This is the funnest thing ever. Is, you know, I'm not a person to party and stuff like that. You know the way people party in Ireland, they don't do it at all. And when I get up in the morning, nice and early, you know, and I'm running around wherever I'm doing, you know, I go for my run wherever, I'm thinking of all the sick heads in bed, too much alcohol, you know, waiting for Santa to come, and I'm like, yes, because there's no one around, and it's just lovely. I'll shoot out the countryside and get my exercise in, come back and eat my bread, and be happy as Larry, you know, my bread and some coffee, and yeah, so I hope you have a good Christmas day, and if you don't celebrate it, I hope you have a good holiday and some time for yourself, some time to take for yourself and to relax, you know. And I know it can be a stressful time for a lot of people, and it can be a very lonely time for a lot of people as well. So, you know, try your best to enjoy yourself, you know, just to take it easy on yourself and give yourself a break and give yourself a pat on the back for making it through another year, because it's not easy. We all know it's not an easy, you know, life can be difficult sometimes. So yeah, give yourself a pat on the back and look forward to the new year and make your resolutions. You know, I like to take things up instead of giving them up. So I actually started playing guitar again and I want to continue with it again, you know, doing chord progressions again. And so much I've forgotten. I was like, oh God, how do I forget? I'm just going, oh God. And I'm, you know, getting it back again. So that's cool. That's one of the things I decided to take up, but I did it early. You know, I said I'm going to do it early. I'm going to just keep going until I'm good again. It's good for the brain as well, you know, to get different thought patterns going in that. So I can't wait to get better at that. And let me know as well what resolutions you have, if you're taking things up or if you're giving things up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do guitar. I'm going to exercise a bit more. And I'm going to... I've had another few resolutions as well I want to try get done. And yeah. So I hope you enjoyed it, lads. And I want to give you a big group hug. Thank you for everything. Look, thank you for supporting me. All this time, it's really amazing what you do for me. You know, I see everything that you do, and you know, between planting the trees, look what we've done there, and that's all you really. You know, I just ran through it, and you really went to town in it. You really followed it, and it's really lovely to see it. So that's cool. And yeah, onward and upward we go. We're going to stay positive. We're going to get things done, and we're going to have good fun, good banter along the way. Yeah. And I'll tell you how the bread tastes hopefully it'll be delicious. Or it probably won't be because I've no yeast. I'll just go, whoosh. But it's emergency bread, lads. It's emergency bread. How bad can emergency bread be? I know, I'd wake up in the morning and there'd be like a snowstorm and there'd be like, I don't know, like 500 paddies outside with pitchforks. Give me your fucking bread. Give me your bread, you leprechaun. All right, so I'm going to love you and leave you. And again, thanks, lads, for everything, all right? You're the best. Mwah. Catch you later.